Hi everyone, welcome to October the 1st, Halloween, all things autumn are happening, and really the last time we touched base with you it was the summer, so we've had a very busy month of September. September, kind of everything in the company gets put on hold for, I suppose, the greater good of the day-to-day running of the organisation, because it's back to school, lots of new children starting with us, new families, new staff, new managers, and this year two new units opening in September.
So
we kind of put everything else on the back burner for that in September. So we'll kind of go through what we've been doing since our last update.
Yes. So
we had two new units that opened with us in September, Our Lady Queen of Peace and Killowen Primary. So they're all up and running and doing really good. And we had lots of new families join us, so it's kind of getting used to our new online booking system. And we've put actually on our website, we've put in a link to a YouTube video that we created, kind of to navigate, to show parents really how step by step to go on and book in, and a little bit about our online booking system. So if anybody wants to go and have a look at that, it's all on our website, as are our newsletters up there for the first term for our wraparound units and our menus. So we will work to putting our early childhood centre menus, etc., up there too, because in this digital era, the less printing and having to send out, and I sometimes think whenever it's sent out in an email, we did actually email all of our clients this, but we sent them the link to our website, because sometimes when you put it as an attachment, by the time you open it and download, save it and check it, you know, it's sometimes easier. So hopefully we're hoping that everybody will have caught sight of all of those documents. So really, it's been a really busy month. We're very, very glad to see October, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We always
every year.
Every year, always say, here comes September, ready. But if you speak to anybody in the sector, I think everybody feels the same about September.
Same as June. We're always relieved to see the start of summer skiing, because June and September are such busy months.
Yeah, and everybody always sort of says, come up with some ways winding down. No, we're definitely not. Wouldn't know what winding down is.
Actually, they're the only 2 months that we don't allow staff to take holidays. They're not allowed to take holidays in the month of June, and they're not allowed to take holidays in the month of September, because it's just too busy for us to be able to free people up. So welcome back, really, I suppose, since the last time we spoke. The 29th of August, I did a resilience speaking event at the Merchant Hotel, and it was all about resilience, and I kind of framed mine around building resilience in children and young people using the Sleepy Hollow inspired approach. So it was a really good event, run by Gary Doherty of the Think Network. I would really urge you to link in with Gary. He's run another event up in the northwest, up in Derry, London area, and he asked me to come back and speak at another event in November at 10 Square in Belfast, but unfortunately I'm not able to make that, so I'll be out of the country. So link in with any of Gary's events. So it's Gary Doherty, Think Network. He's very, very active on Facebook and very, very active on LinkedIn, and really is worthwhile if anybody's kind of motivated by business talks and collaborations. That's a really good one to start with. I suppose that leads me on then. That week we had a lot of our schools settling in, and on the Saturday the 31st, I also went up to the TEDx event at Stormont. That's kind of my thing. I enjoy that kind of motivational, inspirational speakers, and it was really brilliant. I think probably the most poignant was Lara McKee's sister spoke, not necessarily about Lara, of course she was mentioned, but all about really how, after the initial horror and everything of the event, she realised, you know what, we are a nation of peacekeepers, and that the majority of people are out there trying to keep the peace, and not violence is very much in the minority, and how tragic the situation was, but that she's not there to try and move mountains, that she really just wanted to try and make sure that we were all really involved in the peacekeeping side of things. It was very, very poignant, and she got a standing ovation. But amongst her, there were many, many, many other inspirational speakers, and I look forward to, there's a TEDx Women's event coming up in December, and again, I would certainly recommend anybody to go along to those. So, Bronagh, then you had a very eventful week, apart from the schools all starting back. You had an eventful week with...
My own daughter started preschool this year, and it was a very exciting moment in my life. And it was, I suppose, my daughter has been in our early childhood centre from she's been sort of 6 months old, so we always sort of you know, she loves Nashie and she goes and it's never been an issue. But I suppose because I'm always around or I can be there within a matter of minutes if anything happens. So I suppose having to hand my child over to a stranger, I sort of really felt how it feels for a parent who comes into any of our settings. Even though when I know, and I've been doing this for 20 odd years, I can't, like I won't even say hello, 20 odd years, and I would always be the sort of centre point, oh, we know how difficult it is, and it's not easy, and but they'll be fine, you know, don't worry, I seen it from that side, and yeah, but I got over and she loves it, so it's all fine. But then Eliza is perfectly fine, and she loves it.
And she's more than ready for it. She was four going in, so she's going to be ready.
Yeah, so she's one of the oldest. She was born in July, so she's one of the oldest sort of in the class. So I think I'm sort of running the class from what I can gather. But
and my son, the same kind of, just the week beforehand, he'd moved to France to go off and do his master's.
Yeah,
so he's living away. So you're glad we didn't do a podcast because
we
cried for a lot of September.
It's going to be fine for that. But, you know, and Dan and I would say, you know, obviously we've worked together for over 18 years and well, our families sort of are like families at times to each other, but we would sort of say, you know, down to one end of it, where her children are moving away and mine sort of only just going to school. So, yeah, it's a bit, Ben keeps telling me, yeah, every year it just turns into a different worry. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Enjoy them while they're at home, folks. Enjoy them while they're at home. You'll miss them when they're away.
But on another note, back to work. I have joined the Childcare for All campaign, and it's a fantastic campaign. It's made up of all different organisations, and they all come together, and their sort of aim is to lobby sort of politicians and political parties about ensuring that we have affordable quality childcare out there for all working parents, and to try to get funding for working parents and all of that. So it sort of links in with everything else we're doing. But yeah,
and hugely successful in its infancy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Strabane and Derry, Stroke Londonderry City Council passed a motion last week accepting the mandate.
Yeah.
You said there's another council.
Newry and Down. They're going to them. So they're the next ones they're targeting then on. So it is fantastic. It's been up and running over a year now. But as I said, when it just came on board now in September. So hopefully the next summer, you know, I'll be able to dance a wee bit more about the work that they're doing. So
And that first week as well was also my first meeting at a regional workforce grouping. Really very worthwhile grouping, a lot of key people there in our sector with regard to workforce, and then people there from the Department of various departments actually, but mostly it was about the frameworks with regards to the new apprenticeship framework in our sector and the childcare qualifications changing and the frameworks changing. So it was really quite useful because it's very important that we're forward thinking and making sure recruitment in the sector is actually very difficult at the moment. So it's kind of making sure that we're kind of ahead of the game and we know what's next and what's actually needed next in the sector.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing. Then we had anything else that week blown apart from an IPA meeting?
No, International Play Association meeting, and I was just to catch up because we hadn't sort of caught up over the summer because everybody was busy, but really good. So forward planning for our next events coming up and for our next play gathering and all of that. Fantastic areas.
So very passionate people around that table. And then the following Monday, again, Ron and I were out representing our various different groupings. I was there representing Sleepy Hollow primarily, but also reflected that I was the chair of the Employers Forum, and Ron on Childcare for All and the new cross-party grouping that was brought together by Chris Little and Claire Hanna. But all of the parties were represented in that. And it's very evident that obviously childcare is
top of the head, a priority
on the talks
process.
So it's really good that we're ahead of the game and we've got that grouping established. So we're delighted to be
And fantastic to be involved.
Yeah.
And fantastic to see everybody who's sitting around the table again, as Diane said, really want childcare up there, you know, when Stormy Devil comes back into place.
Or any type of ruling comes back in, that childcare is at least, maybe not the key talk, but that at least given a priority with the new executive. And then actually just on the back of that, I had Sharon Skillen, who came out from the DUP. I understand the SDLP are also doing this at the moment. Everybody's kind of writing their mandate and childcare is on their agenda. So she came out to ask me, really from an employer's perspective, what our viewpoints were and what the viewpoints were with our parents who are our clients in the sector. So she certainly seems very proactive, and she's actually a councillor herself in Castlereagh, Lisburn. So Yeah, it was really, really worthwhile. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to actually feed back to somebody who's hopefully able to include or feed that back up through the chain.
Yeah.
Then that week, Bronagh, that was it really until we were off to Birmingham the following Monday. The
following Monday, we went off to Birmingham and we met up with our friends, Lindsay and Stephanie from the Curiosity Approach, and we went to an event with them where we listened to Joe Farley, who is the
Green and black chocolate. She's actually sold it now to Canada.
Which has sold.
Several.
7 million. There was lots of zeros put on the end of it. But fantastic to hear her story about how she decided to do this on a whim because she tasted a bit of chocolate and liked the taste of it, and her husband couldn't take it forward with the company he was working with.
Yeah, he was working for a whole food company and he could only sell products that had zero sugar in it. And I came across this sugar that was 80% cocoa, that had very little sugar in it, but it couldn't be carried forward by his company because there was actual sugar content.
Yeah.
But she loved it so much she wasn't prepared to let it go.
Let it go.
Hence
now we have Green and black chocolate. But it was really, really inspirational.
Yeah, it'd be good, yeah.
And you sort of come away from these events. I mean, this is the second event we've went along with the ladies, and you sort of come away from these events learning something new, and sort of we always come back on the plane. You know, even though we get the first plane out in the morning at 6 o'clock and we're getting the last plane back at 10 o'clock, but we always, no matter how tired we are, we always come away very inspired, and we're always thinking, what are we going to do next? Like, how can we do that? You know, so
yeah, it's very
how can
important.
We change
yeah.
this? How can we change
It's very
that?
Important, as we said, that they had to put our own oxygen masks on first. It's very important. We're very busy doing CPD for all of our staff and training and giving up our time to all of our staff, but it's important that we keep, afloat with our own CPD, and I see that as being invaluable, of going along to network with other business owners, not even necessarily just in our sector, but other people, because if we don't work hard on our business, well then there won't be a business.
Exactly.
And we're working really, really hard in our business to kind of focus in on our social, you know, on our responsibilities, our corporate social responsibilities, which are really forming part in the division of our organisation. So that we're giving up a lot of our time for our sector, not just our business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really important that we do that, I feel.
It's
a very worthwhile day.
Yeah.
What was next that week, Bruna?
We then had
a meeting on the 18th. We can't really talk about that. It's a Project CH is all we're prepared to
it's
say at this stage.
It. So we can't really go into that. But in the afternoon, hopefully we will be able to go into it in the next month or so. Then we went that afternoon to Dungam, where we heard speakers from Italy.
From Tuscany.
Yeah,
it was very good. We were kind of went down actually as part of the Regio network.
Yes.
But their talk was a little bit in conflict with Regio. They weren't necessarily
In conflict with what we do. Not all of it, but
They were maybe a little bit of, we met them at the morning, the meeting about the project, so can't say much more about that, but they were kind of a little bit in conflict. They didn't like to be referred
to as
Regio. They're a separate entity, but worthwhile,
do you know what, if in all honesty, I suppose we've been, you know, we're very visual inspired and we are very proud of that fact, and it's something we stand over, but, you know, I suppose the good thing about it is at all these events, you always get a chance to
network
again. And there was all the people from our sector who we haven't seen in a while. So it's good to catch up and find out what everybody else is doing. So you always come away from these things, getting something.
Yeah.
So.
And we used the occasion to go out for dinner with two of our friends, which was really good.
Yeah. Then on
the Monday, I went to the Playworker Academy.
I went
to a Playwork Academy where there were a group of new people coming into the playwork sector, really to talk to them a little bit about playwork, the importance of play in young people's lives, the really devastating effects of play deprivation, and how coming into this profession they will be doing a lot of good for children and young people. And again, use the experience to talk a little bit about
how we do it, and then the interviews happened later on in that week, and you know, we were able to employ two people from that academy, and we actually had an email from the third saying that saying that they had been offered another position in another place, but really wanted to come to us. So, you know, because we really loved our ethos and what we were doing. So, you know, that's fantastic.
That's
to hear.
Fantastic.
It's just an
yeah.
talk, you know. So, but that's good. On the Tuesday, we had the employers forum meeting in
yeah.
the morning, and it's always very good and always comes away with lists of things to do.
Yeah,
for us, so
that's a very important part of the work that we do. And I suppose, again, go down to our what we're giving back to the whole sector. I mean, really, recruitment and people coming into our sector is at the lowest rate that it's ever been. People, unfortunately, are qualifying, leaving, going into maybe retail or hospitality, but we're not getting the school leavers in. And really, I suppose, to protect our sector and also to ensure that parents are given a choice and a very choice of childcare, including childminders, voluntary groups, daycare, after schools. It's important that we come together as employers and all of the membership organisations to work with that. So that's the one that I currently chair at the moment. Broome's very, very involved in the side of it with regards to getting new people into the sector. And again, just this morning, I had a meeting with two other employers. So we give up about half, well, I give up about half a day a week over to the
yeah.
employers forum. So it's certainly a huge investment in time, but something that's very, very worthwhile.
And then on the Friday, we had a very early start. We were way back again to the airport at 6 o'clock because we love being in that airport at 5 in the morning. 5, actually, because the flight was at 6. And we headed to London. And we just had a fantastic weekend. I mean, you know, I suppose on reflection and on our flight home on Sunday morning at 7:30, you know, we were talking about the weekend. And I think we were a wee bit...
We were exhausted.
We were
first
exhausted,
of all.
Yeah. But
I suppose when we went over on Friday, our first mission was literally, it was like one of those race across the world. We had to get in, rush hour traffic, get to our hotel, and then run and get the tube to head up to Old Kent Road.
Yeah, to meet with Juno Sullivan
yeah.
and one of her nursery managers in one of her nurseries.
In the London Early Years Foundation.
38 nurseries, so we were going to, and you know, that's as far as we were concerned. We were just going to visit that nursery and meet with June, and we were going to ask her, you know, we were going to talk and talk about ideas and share knowledge and all of that.
We've been a huge fan of June's for quite a while in terms
yeah.
of we've met her a few occasions. And I just reached out because we were going over actually for the awards on Saturday and said, look, June, would it be possible for us to come and visit one of your settings when you're there? And she's very, you know, I actually didn't expect to meet June. I thought it would be one of her managers who'd
mm-hmm.
be showing us around. But June was there, and we'd also arranged to meet with Roger Neuberg.
Who is the executive director of the World Forum Foundation. So anybody who's been following us will know we went to the World Forum in April. And when we were there, we spoke briefly to Roger and his wife Bonnie.
When I say briefly, it was a 5-minute conversation.
Yeah, we got a photo.
But he's reached out to us a couple of times.
He's reached out
then.
A couple of times,
yeah.
And then he had sent an email to us to say he was coming, and by any chance were we going to be there? So we had said yes, we're actually coming. So we had arranged to meet him for dinner
on
the Friday
night.
But he had been at like a
Christian Co.
shindig as he called it on Thursday night, and June had happened to be there. So him and June got talking, and June had said she was meeting us on Friday, so he came along as well just to see around her settings, to take away for practice at to tell, you know, just for knowledge and practice. So it was fantastic. So we spent the day with June and with Roger.
And she was so giving of her time. She took us over to her setting in the House of Commons.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, things. And she said, oh, come on, I'll take you across. So all in their taxi, we went across. And I can't believe we're in the House of Commons.
Yeah, and through security. She literally lifted a phone. 10 minutes later, she had security access for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Got us in, and then lo and behold, we had lunch in the House
of Commons.
Yeah,
we had lunch in the House of Commons, and also it was like wonderful. I mean, by Friday night, we were exhausted.
We were buzzing.
We just couldn't believe it.
I phoned through to Nicola, and he went, two girls from One Eye Larky Road and Crumlin are sitting in the
House of Commons. And
we did laugh, thinking, you know, when you think back, our journey is fantastic.
And if anything, there is days where, you know, we have a balcony. When we say a balcony, we have a door and there's like a wall, and you can see out in our new offices. And there's days you feel like going to the balcony and just shouting a wee bit. And but you know, on days like Friday, when we're sitting on Friday night reflecting on the day, we just thought, like, you know, we are very lucky. We are lucky.
We're lucky that people are giving of her time. I mean, a very busy CEO with 1,000 employees.
Both of them.
You know, the executive director of the World Forum and the founder of the World Forum Foundation,
yeah,
who were sitting asking us for our advice, our
stuff,
opinion,
yeah,
to collaborate with them. Can they email us stuff for us
to
look at
over,
and join,
yeah,
groups with them? It's just such an honour. And, you know, to be said, we are, you know, I think the words were, you ladies are really passionate
and
really
very
ambitious.
I'm very ambitious. And,
so
it
was a very
humbling. We want to be standing in your ways, you know. So
it was a very humbling day all in all, and
yeah,
we were very, very grateful. So we actually went to lie down for an hour and then went out and had a lovely dinner, just the two of us, which was
lovely.
Which was lovely.
And then on the Saturday, we were going to the award ceremony. So we worked for Nushi Group of the Year with the Nushi World Awards. And we were the six of us in our category. And we were the only people from the Isle of Ireland.
Yeah,
so
that's
the second year that this has happened. So
delighted to have Ireland on the map over,
yeah,
there.
No, we didn't win, but, you know, we came waving and we put a wee thing up on LinkedIn about that today. But, you know, we didn't win, but we came home feeling we were winners because, you know, we were in the top six Nushi groups, you know, in the whole of the UK.
And I suppose what I'm proudest of most in that fact, Bruna, is a lot of these groups by themselves said were buying up. I think one of the groups had snapped up 40 nurseries in a,
mm-hmm,
in a corporate deal in a year. And when we think, you know, just over a decade ago, we had one sole nursery. And, you know, they've grown from kind of 35 to over 1,000 families. They've grown from 8 staff or 9 staff up to over 100. They've grown our own CPD.
Yeah.
When we think of our journey, every single facility we have had has been grown from scratch.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
and
a labour
so
of love for
much,
us.
Yeah,
yeah,
so much work goes into them.
Yeah.
You know, and we look back. Yeah, so we look back on our journey thinking, wow.
And you know what was lovely? Roger, who was due to go home on the Saturday morning, changed his flight and came along with us
to
the
support us,
Forum Foundation.
To support us on
to the
Saturday.
The dinner.
So it was fab to have him along. We hope he found his way back to Heathrow. Okay.
And he went to the right terminal.
And he went to the right terminal. But hope he's back in America.
Yeah.
So we're now, as Diane says, we're back into October. We have another busy month ahead of us. People ask us, we get asked this all the time, where do you two get the time? Do you ever stop? We do stop. We do have downtime and we have time with our families and you know,
I'm taking a long weekend this weekend to go and see my son.
Yeah. So we do.
Corona's clocking off early tonight to go to a cinema evening with her daughter.
Yeah. You know,
we will spend a lot of time up on the north coast in our caravans, our respective caravans with our family. So family time's important, but it's what you
it's
do with your
balance.
Time that counts, you
yeah.
know.
And it's getting that balance and having the balance right. And there may still be some weekends your way, but then you make up with the other weekends and you know, it all swings and roundabouts. But you know, as we always say, we're very, very lucky that we are in a career that we love. And we're extremely passionate about, and we don't look upon this as work. You know, when people say, "He's fucking away this weekend," we're like, "No, like we're going to such and such." Like, well, we're actually looking forward to this.
And I think,
as
I said to Bruna, I'm kind of my adult children. My other youngest son became 18 this month, and you know, people say, "Gosh, you've been away a lot, and you worked away." And when my kids were young, I used to work in Scotland quite a bit, and people were saying, "You know, about your family and like the family time that I had with my." Kids count a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I also actually see that it's ironic to see that in my own children who are extremely driven, who go out and set their goals, who work really, really hard, because that's kind of the example they've grown up with. They've grown up with somebody, you know, we're working and priority
yeah.
and doing good and going out and doing things not just for yourself but for other people, and that giving back. And I see that in my own kids. My youngest son has spent the last two summers working away, one in Tanzania, one in Kenya. My oldest son did the same. They're very involved in committees and it's all self-driven, and I think that's kind of
it's not work to them,
they're
passionate about it, and in life you have to be passionate about what you do. And we were just saying how lucky we are that we don't come into work thinking, oh, another day in the office, you know, and that must be an awful way, you know, to live through life, you know, dread and happen, because at the end of the day, you spend more time working than you do elsewhere. But we're very lucky we don't look upon it that way.
Yeah.
So yeah, so another busy month ahead of us, and we will be back. And then
we'll try. We'll try and post every other week. We'll get back to our schedule again. And you'll see a lot more of our stuff coming up on our Sleepy Hollow Inspired page.
Yeah, we're now on Sleepy Hollow Inspired page. And don't forget, if you do follow us on Facebook, we are giving away one of our books. We're having a competition. They are very sought after. So we expect a lot of people putting into that. So if you are listening to us and you fancy having one of our books,
We're going to do a competition one every month giveaway between now and December. So now's the time to start thinking about planning and evaluation and stuff for 2020.
Yeah, and you could be collecting them up and giving them to your your staff for your Christmas bonus presents.
Yeah, it'd be really good. Imagine if every single room had a new journal
for January
2020. Okay, overnight, it's been a much longer podcast than norm because we've been catching up on a lot. So we'll touch base again in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks
for listening.
Bye.
Bye.